to look for some advice on this. Welcome back in the zone, Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T, and you.
Advice? What do you need, pal? Lay it on me.
What? How much does RJ Hawk need to spend to get a good road bike? Like a good road bike to ride around?
He wants to ride around, like, to work?
No, I don't think so. He's way too far out to ride into work. But just, like, to ride around for exercise. How much does he have to spend? I had a pretty nice road bike once and got rid of it because I really didn't enjoy it. But I do enjoy biking in the gym. And I think now I'm in a little bit different place mentally. I think I could probably enjoy it on the road.
I'm so dumb. I thought you were talking about a motorcycle.
No.
I was like, RJ on a motorcycle?
I made that mistake before. No, RJ on a motorcycle is a horrible idea.
I was like, this is for... Now we're talking about a street-legal bike here. How much does he need to spend?
Pat was talking about going by...
He's more of a dirt biker.
Jim's Razorback Pizza over the weekend in Hot Springs. Of course, the Morgan Maumelle exit location, as well as the Highway 10 locations, are open for lunch today. And that $7.50 deal is so good. You get a mini pizza, salad bar, and a drink for $7.50. It's just such a heck of a deal. They do have a great salad bar, too. And I love all the options on that bad boy. It's good stuff over there. I do usually take advantage of that. Of course, I also...
They got the light dressing.
Yeah, you can go that route. I usually whack a big pizza, too, but I'm going to have to avoid that for a while. The good thing is, on this new diet, I can eat wings, which is good. Because their wings are baked, and they are chicken, and they are delicious. And
high protein.
Yeah, buddy, you know this. So Jim's Razorback Pizza tonight's the 2-for-1 special at any of the three locations on the wings at Jim's Razorback Pizza. And for those of you who are not doing this... very strict diet that I'm under right now. You can also take advantage of fresh baked pasta, sandwiches, pizza. Check out the triplet, my friend. And as soon as I get done with this diet, I'm going Spanish pie, my friends. That is such a unique, awesome pizza, and I'm looking forward to having one again. Maybe another chicken bacon ranch as well. I'll probably have a bad gorge day as soon as I get done. But for now, it's wing only. Wing and salad, baby. Wing and salad.
You know what? I want you to know that if you happen to stumble... one day, don't want you to feel bad about yourself. You're human.
Mm-mm.
Me and Matty T are here for whenever you need to call us.
I don't need to stumble. There's no reason to
if
stumble.
If you fall, I'm here to pick you up.
You're going to have a Bubba Watson moment.
What am I going to do? I'm going to trip over my feet and fall on a Danish? I mean, what? I'm all right.
You are going to crumble and cry at some point.
I refuse. So. I refuse to fail. I refuse to do anything but exactly what's prescribed.
All right, fair enough.
So I think I can keep to it.
You don't eat eclairs out of the garbage or anything.
Not anymore.
Although that...
I've been there.
You could do that in your cheat day.
I actually did eat a candy bar out of a garbage can one time, too. My grandfather used to be, he used to own a grocery warehouse before the, back in the day. He was like a wholesaler. And so he would wholesale food to the grocery stores in Des Moines.
Sure he did.
And I was in there one day and there was like a Heath bar. It was good. And it was sitting there. It looked like a perfectly fine candy bar.
So you ate it?
Yeah, I did.
Way to go, buddy.
And my dad got mad at me.
Just a quick jockstrap, something I don't understand. What, you have something there?
Yeah, I was going to read through. Let's start with yours. But game balls and jockstraps from over the weekend. Right. Come on with them. What do you got?
First, I do want to throw it out there. I'm trying to find the ratings, TV ratings for over the weekend, which we'll get to that.
Matty T, I bet you can find those.
I can.
I'd like to see what those look like compared to a Tiger. Because this is the first time in 20 years without Tiger.
20 years.
Right?
Yeah, well, 90... Yeah, I guess so.
97? It's almost 20 years.
Yeah, almost 20 years without the... Tiger Woods, I heard this yesterday, Tiger Woods' first Masters victory, he won like $480,000.
That's funny.
To win it. Now
it's 1.6 because they jumped it up $1 million in the purse because they needed more money.
I wonder what's going to happen post-Tiger, if they're going to be able to continue to rise. And anyway, here's my jockstrap. I look at it. I know there's incredible tradition at the Masters, the Augusta National Golf Course. These caddies still wear white jumpsuits, okay. Onesies.
Right.
Is it not time for nothing? Anything wrong with it? It just looks strange to me out there with these guys. They still have to wear this one-piece jumpsuit as a caddy.
What would you want them to wear?
Oh, I don't. I guess just whatever.
Regular
they
clothes,
want.
The bib.
Just a regular clothes.
I actually, that's one tradition I do not want to see broken. I actually like the onesie, the white onesie, because it's different. It stands out.
Okay, listen. There's that day. There's infants. And caddies that wear the same outfits.
Mm-hmm.
They just look like big, huge little babies out there carrying golf clubs. It's just amazing to me.
I don't have a problem with it. I like it. In fact, I'd like to see more...
I know they're not going
to
change it.
I'd like to see more onesies.
And can somebody please have Stevie Williams put a shirt on underneath it so I don't see his hairy chest every single time they show him and Adam Scott on the TV? Although, I forget whose caddy it was, had a Grateful Dead t-shirt on underneath his jumpsuit,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty entertaining. I like that. The other thing is, I want to encourage guys to step up their Sunday golf attire. Bubba Watson, when he won it 2 years ago, all white. I thought that was fantastic. It just, it's separate. You could tell that attire meant something to him that day. I think a lot of guys need to pay more attention to that, more of standing out on a Sunday golf attire. That's what I like to see. Those are my two jockstraps. And what is Bubba's real name?
Bubba.
I'm trying to look. No, seriously.
Is his name not Bubba?
No, he didn't give.
I think his name is Bubba.
Gary Lester.
Yes.
Gary Lester. Pronounce that Jerry Watson. Lester.
What?
It's, oh, Jerry. Jerry Lester. Bubba Watson.
I didn't know that.
Jerry Lester Jr. And is there a time when...
I guess because I live in the South, I don't even think twice about a guy being
Bubba. That
drives
me crazy, too, when like one person calls themselves Gary and one person is Jerry and it's spelled the same way.
Yeah, I don't worry about that. See, that's the thing. If you have a weird name or you have a name that can be pronounced two ways...
So I'm going to go ahead and stick with Gary Lester.
I'm going to just call him Bubba. But is there an age limit on the nickname Bubba? No.
I don't know anybody.
I quit when I was about 16 because my sisters used to call me Bubba.
There's also not an age limit on the junior.
I switched to JR. It sounds tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that, Junior. I know a couple, I guess a few folks I know named Bubba. It's funny because you say, you mentioned the South. There's a kid I grew up with, Northeast. Nickname was Bubba.
Huh. I would like to know that. Enter one other, I'd like to reiterate my complaint from last year, and this is something that bothers me. I am all for, because of the history of the Masters, and I know I'm going to get hate mail again because I went through it last year, and guess what? I'm going to say the same dang thing next year. So go ahead and save your email, and then you can resend it next year. I do have an issue with them bringing this amateur Oliver Goss in and sitting him next to Bubba as though they're equals when the kid finished 20 strokes behind Bubba. I am all for celebrating. I truly am. I am up for celebrating the low amateur. I think that's a great tradition. I think it's fantastic. I would rather see them bring the low amateur in first and have him be interviewed by Jim Nantz and then dismiss him. And then I want to see them bring in Bubba and do the interview with Bubba. That, to me, would be great. And then you bring in Adam Scott, who didn't win crap this year, and let him put the jacket on him. If you want to do it that way, that's fine. But I have a real issue with the three of them sitting in chairs as though they're all on the same level for this week when they're not. It's just the whole thing. I don't have a problem with the tradition of it. I have a problem with the timing and the spacing of the interviews and the way it's all set up. I wish they could rework that because I hate the way they do it. I love the fact that they take time out to honor the low amateur. I'd like to see all the majors do that. I just don't like them sitting there in a chair and then talking to the low amateur before they get to Bubba.
Maybe some time issues that they have, possibly.
You can bring Oliver Goss in. You can interview him quick and go, great job, low amateur. Get the hell out of here. Hey, Bubba, come on in here now. Have a seat. Bubba, you were fantastic. That was awesome. You're the big winner today. And we'll bring in last year's winner who didn't win crap this year in just a minute. He can put a jacket on you. But in the meantime, let's talk to you about your great performance this week.
Interesting you say that because when the three of them were brought in, I was just watching the faces of Watson and your boy Adam Scott. While Oliver Goss was talking. And to see Bubba Watson, high as high could be right now, on top of the world, he had to hear Oliver Goss talk about his perspective as an amateur. And I saw Bubba Watson actually chuckled a few times and smiled when he heard some of Oliver Goss's answers. I thought that was pretty cool because you get to see a guy who can look to his right, his immediate right, after he just won the Masters, and almost put himself back to when he was Oliver Goss.
I don't think
I just thought it was kind of cool because it's like the two dynamics, and then you get the guy who's still riding high on his last year's Masters. I want to see a fight break out one day. I'll be honest with you.
I don't know. I mean, look, Bubba's a likable guy. I love Bubba. I mean, look, I shed a tear when Bubba won. I loved it. And when they said his wife and his kid were there this time, and then when the little kid, they get the shot of the little kid running out on the field. Lost it.
Did you do the shoulder thing Bubba does?
No, I don't. Got that I don't down. Do a full body cry shake. I've only done that like two or three
his
times.
His shoulders
in my life.
Cry.
Yeah, I don't do it's that. Amazing. I've only had a couple, three like full body shake cries in my life. That was not one of them. But I cried, man. I had some good tears going. I had a nice flow. I mean, I had a nice, not a, like a Moreno flow, but I would look pretty. I was pretty excited about it. It was pretty awesome. Then when he went around high five, and that was such a great. Yeah. He's got the kid in one arm. He's high five. He's the people's champion. And I couldn't help, this is a cheap shot, and I don't mean it to be, because I'm a big Tiger Woods fan too, but he's almost like the anti-Tiger Woods.
What I like about him, in terms of being the anti-Tiger Woods, is he's done it, his swing, his approach to the game. I appreciate a guy who's sort of unorthodox in how you do it. We know how Tiger was one of those kids that were brought up with the proper swing. Everything Tiger does, and he's put in the work to get it that way. I just enjoy a story every once in a while when a guy does a little bit off the beaten path like Bubba has. Six wins, two of them at Masters?
But again, look at it, Pat. I mean, you got a guy who's got a swing coach, and he's changed swing coaches multiple times. He's changed his swing several times. Bubba's self-taught.
That's what I'm saying.
Bubba's self-taught. You got a guy who like puts his family first versus a guy that was basically shunning his family and had a secret lifestyle. And again, Tiger has – I have no problem with Tiger. I'm not bashing Tiger. I'm just saying it is clearly a different philosophy. I mean, Bubba has a different sort of lifestyle. He's happy being the home guy, who also is a professional golfer. He doesn't have that laser focus where everything else is shut out. I have to do this, and this is all I have. You could see Bubba, like, on the tee, like at the Ryder Cup the last time around. He's trying to get the fans into it. He's waving the fans on. That's not a Tiger Woods move. And, again, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying they're completely different kinds of guys.
Their personalities could not be any different.
That's what
I'm
saying.
No question.
And he is a guy that's a lot easier. It's hard to get, like, it's hard to get a warm fuzzy. You know how many times I've cried when Tiger won, when he had the hug with his dad. He's had a couple good moments. But the more he's gotten into it and the more successful he's become, the less human he's become almost, it seemed like, far as his public persona.
But we've talked it over and over. When I think of Tiger, you think of him, he's almost like a conqueror.
Yeah.
Right? He wants to conquer, whether it was conquering golf tournaments or conquering cocktail waitresses. He just had that in his mind. And Bubba is a completely different approach. The upbringing is different. Everything's different. I just like the fact that he was not brought up day in and day out with the swing coach over and over and over. He's been able to achieve sort of on his own terms, having fun, enjoying it. To me, Tiger Woods will always be. I will always be a number one fan of Tiger.
I
have nothing in common with the way Tiger grew up doing things too. It's funny. Yeah. We're more like Bubba Watson.
Yeah, but we don't really have much in common with him either. I mean, we
try to have our own swings.
Bubba's everything I'm not. He hits it a long ways. He's tall.
Yeah. He's lefty.
He's lefty. I mean, we got nothing in common with him. But
he drives a hovercraft around the golf course.
Don't do that either. He's great though.
He's long and lanky.
Bubba's easy to root for. That's the bottom line. The guy is he's a likable dude. And Tommy Smith made a great point this morning. How's this guy not have more non-golf related sponsorships? And hopefully he'll get those now. Even like Ricky Fowler, who hasn't really won big, you know, by golf standards. I mean, he's a winner in life for sure. The guy's doing well. He's a very marketable kid. He's a good-looking kid. But he's got like a hotel chain that he promotes. Bubba doesn't have anything outside of golf that I've ever seen. I'm sure he probably does, but I can't remember anything. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Not anything big, but that's going to change.
You can remember,
though, Justin. It's six. And I understand what you said about Ricky Fowler, but he's won six times in the PGA Tour, Bubba Watson. So we're not talking about a guy who has. You can't compare him to Phil Mickelson or some of these other, Vijay Singh, Ernie, or these guys. I mean, he is six wins, two of them being the Masters. To me, that's mind-blowing. It really is.
You can't compare him to Vijay or Phil because of why?
Well, because of the long history of victory. And it's not like he's been winning on the PGA Tour for 10 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's almost, and he's won two Masters in 3 years. He's going to certainly shoot through the right, straight, out of the atmosphere soon.
Well, and the other guy, too, who was sort of just forgotten because he didn't get it done yesterday is Jordan Spieth. The kid is 20 years old. He's got 15.
Oh, look out, buddy.
Pat, he's got 15 years before he's Bubba's age. 15 years. Do you know how many tournaments this kid's going to win in the next 15 years? And he's already won. Yeah. What, he's won twice?
Yeah.
He won twice last year?
Like to Houston, yeah.
He won a couple times last year. He's 20 years old.
Look out.
He's unbelievable.
Look out.
David.
Hey, Bubba's wife looks like the female knight who was guarding the Kingslayer on Game of Thrones.
She absolutely does.
She played basketball at Georgia.
Yes, there's no question that the who we found out last night, spoiler alert, 3, 2, 1.
No.
But tell me.
Something very telling about the Big Blonde Knight came out last night. You'll have to watch it.
She had a kid.
Yeah,
no.
Don't say anything.
Anyway,
hey,
she
the
does.
The only person that cries more than Bubba is Dick Vermeil.
Yeah. I'm sure Dick Vermeil cried yesterday because of that or whatever.
See you guys later.
Right. But does Dick Vermeil's shoulders cry?
Yeah, that's a full body cry.
I mean, that's just amazing how he does that.
Yeah. Maybe if we were long and lucky, we'd cry like that too.
I mean, it's great. Great to watch.
Jerry.
Hey.
Hey, Bub.
Hey, yeah, y'all were talking about Tiger, comparing Tiger with Bubba. Tiger's a great golfer at one time. I think he's history. I don't think he'll ever come back. But one thing, you cannot put Tiger in the bus with Bubba, anyway, was class. Because Tiger his class just was not there. His mouth, his nasty mouth, and when he had the camera on him, it seemed like he wanted to cuss more. I never liked Tiger because of that reason.
Fair enough.
Say what you want to say, but Bubba got him all over.
Tiger's not a very likable character, Jerry. I appreciate the call, and I tend to agree. Yep. He's not likable for a number of reasons, but again, those guys, Michael Jordan was not the most likable guy in the world. The guys who have that laser focus and don't care what you think are the guys that are a lot of highly successful dudes. Bill Belichick's that guy. He's not lovable.
I understand what you're
Nick Saban.
Here's why I can't get on board with that 100%, because when you're Tiger Woods and you have approximately every single camera on you at all times on the golf course, every time you throw a club, there are times I guarantee you Bubba Watson has cussed on the golf course and thrown a club. Guess what, though? All eyes weren't focused on him unless he is in the lead.
But the persona is different. Tiger has that highly competitive, jerky sort of persona.
He
but it
does.
Works.
How many golfers like have that?
A lot of them.
A lot of golfers have that.
The TV ratings were down 25% from last year when Tiger's left the Masters. Mm.
Listen, I've watched tournaments this year where Bubba Watson has gotten about as chippy as you can get. And I'm not talking about around the greens. I'm talking about with him chirping at somebody.
He barked at his caddy
moving
last year.
Or his caddy, or whatever the case is. So he's not above.
No question.
Being
but in general. Look, everybody has their moments.
I still think most of it is a perception because of what we see. Every time Tiger cusses, we see it. Because there's a camera on him, up close and personal. Jordan Spieth throws a club yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay? Kid's 20. Now, nobody really is talking about that. We referenced it. But what do we say about him? Ah, first time, tightly wound, he maybe not ready for the moment. Well, I mean, come on. You know, if what's fair is fair. If you don't like Tiger because he cusses on the course and he throws clubs, well, how many guys cuss on the course and throw clubs? Let's put them in that
category.
But
that's his day-to-day persona. I mean, he's a different kind of guy.
He got it because of all the attention is what I'm saying, though.
Yeah. I mean,
on him.
It's probably blown up a little more than other people, but I just think
it's unfair.
I don't think they're the same kind of guy. I just don't think he's very likable or lovable in any way. Bubba is. I don't know about Spieth yet. I mean, he's a pretty dry guy at this point. The other thing I will say, too, and you were talking about fashion a moment ago.
Yes.
Spieth has on this sort of off-green with blue pants.
Very strange.
I didn't like his color
combo.
That's
what I was looking at.
And I was thinking, if you put on that dark green jacket with that light green shirt, you're going to look really ridiculous.
Well, underarm.
Luckily, he didn't win.
You know, somebody said, after this tournament, he's going to be all, if he win that tournament, he's going to be all Nike.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll come back and wrap up the hour in just a sec, yeah.